What should I have said?
Was it okay for me to do that?
What was the right way to react?
Was it okay for me to step in? How do I know what was right?
It's a modern dilemma.
Yes, Michael McKenzie here. Do you have neighbours that live in close proximity? There are nosy neighbours and there are noisy neighbours, and this dilemma is about the latter. Alice wrote in to say, my neighbours who live directly behind me have two lovely young daughters. Last summer, the family installed a swimming pool, and now my back garden piece has been shattered by the girls' constant squealing and high-pitched screaming, as little girls are wont to do, when they play in the pool, that is. It's impossible for me, she says, to entertain in my garden or have my back doors open in summer. I don't wish to be a nasty neighbour and complain, so I'd welcome any ideas or strategies from your panel as to how to approach the parents with a request to just tone things down. It's great that the kids are having fun outdoors and not in front of screens, writes Alice, but not at the expense of losing my peace. Well, over the back fence with me today, my neighbour, Joe Laverty, who's a broadcaster at ABC Canberra. Hi, Joe.
Oh, I've got so many ideas for Alice. I can't wait to share them.
Oh, great. I can't either. And with us too is my other neighbour on the other fence, Cameron James. Hello, Cameron.
Hey, I'm more of a nosy neighbour. I'm sticking my head in where I don't belong here, but
really?
I do have some ideas.
Good.
I've got some ideas.
It's okay. I've called the police. And if you have any advice you'd like to share with Cameron and Joe and myself, and of course with Alice, then we'd love to hear from you. You can tell us on Facebook right now. Cameron, you've just mentioned that you like to be a nosy neighbour. What are your experiences, though, of neighbours? Have you had any noise problems before?
Now, I am in a very similar situation to this person here. I have new neighbors that have two young kids, and one of the little kids has just started learning the recorder for school.
And kumbaya.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah. And by the way, here's a fun fact. The recorder is the only instrument that sounds exactly the same when it's played well and terribly. I don't know if you knew that.
I've always suspected. Thank you for confirming. So how regularly is this recorder being practiced?
Well, every afternoon for about an hour, I get a private concert from this awful sounding thing. He's trying to play Jingle Bells, and he's got the first part right. It's quite easy. Just the doot, doot, doot. That's one note. That's one note. He's nailed that. But when he starts trying to mix it up with the doot, 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 it's wrong. He gets it wrong. He has to start again. It's just nauseating.
Yeah. Yeah. So have you actually broached the subject with the neighbour?
I maybe I need to be a little bit more proactive. I've just tried to subtly bring it up with his dad when I ran into him at the front of the house. I've just kind of gone, hey, so that's interesting that he's playing the recorder. That's wow. You can hear, it's really loud. You can hear it. And how long is that going to be going on for? And he just didn't want to hear a bar of it. He was like, yeah, he's doing it for school anyway. Yeah. And then just moved
Merry
on.
Merry Christmas. Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Subtlety
he's at
does
work
not
all
work.
Day. Doesn't
of
hear
course.
It. Yeah.
He doesn't want to hear my problems.
Joe, you have three children. Has anyone ever complained about the noise they make?
Not my children as such, but I did have a rooster that I had a neighbour come and complain about. And from this experience, I actually have some advice for Alice.
Oh, great.
So my rooster did what roosters do, which is crow very early in the morning. And my direct neighbour, I did speak to them and I said, is the rooster, you know, bothering you? And they said, oh, no, we love it. We actually, it reminds us of being in the country. So that was sorted.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't anticipate that their neighbour could also hear the rooster. And I got a knock on the door one day and it was this other neighbour and he said, look, I'm a shift worker and your rooster is crowing all the time. Now, I don't necessarily want you to get rid of it, but I wonder if there's something you can do about it and here are some ideas on what you can do. And I think that could work for Alice as well.
Some strategies.
Alice, absolutely. If you go over there with a solution, then that's, you know, that's half the effort done. And I think Alice has got the right attitude. She doesn't want to complain. She really likes the children.
Yes.
She just wants to make it a bit better. So going over with a strategy is, I think, you already won the war there.
Here's some Facebook comments on this. Leonilda says, let them enjoy it. They're only children for a little while. Use your garden anyway. What's a bit of noise? Fiona says, it's happy noise. Why would anyone object? Beck says, they are kids being active outdoors and having fun. If you want peace and quiet, move to a rural property. Joe, when it came
to... Get a
rooster. Get a rooster, that's right. Joe, when it came to the strategies that you implemented with your rooster, what did you do?
Well, with the rooster, we ate it in the end. That was a very effective strategy. But
I don't know if that is really going to work in this.
No, I'm not sure how you pass that advice on.
We got rid of it. We turned it into a Luxa. It was fantastic. But for the children, I would suggest going over there, and you have to go. You have to start positive. You have to say, I love the set. It sounds like summer. It sounds like good fun when your kids are playing in the pool. Mm. However, I am having a dinner party this Saturday and I would like to have some special ambiance. So I've got some silent pool games that I would like to offer your children. Marco Polo is pretty silent. You can get these diving toys where you throw them in the water and the kids actually spend most of the time underwater. Wink Murder, you know, remember Wink Murder?
Yeah.
You sit around the,
I've never done it in a
quiet
pool.
Why not? You can do it. You can do it anywhere. Not
you
in the dark.
You can sort of
but
play
can do
any game in a pool. I don't know if the kids would go for that though, Joe. I mean, I think having been a child once, I grew out of it, but I was one.
we'll be the judge of that, Cameron.
Yeah, you sort of, if you're told to be quiet, doesn't that make you louder? In a way, it's like being told not to giggle in church. You know,
that's why you don't go and you say, you guys need to keep it down. You say, who wants to win a prize?
Oh, okay.
You remember your parents saying to you, who can be quietest for the longest?
Yes.
Whoever can do that, I will give $10.
That's so true.
And you could sit there for hours.
But if you're a young girl and you have a sister and you're both in this really fantastic piece of water that's really cool and exciting, even with Joe's strategy, let me just demonstrate this for you, Joe. This is what it sounds like. Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
That's more annoying, isn't it?
Fish out of water.
You got out. You got out. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. I heard you splashing. You see what I'm saying here, right? Michael McKenzie with you, and we are getting neighbourly. Alice is happy the kids next door are enjoying time outside in the pool, but they are so loud, and it is destroying her peace over summer. How can she tactfully ask the parents to quieten them down? Comedian and neighbour Cameron James is with us, and broadcaster Joe Laverty, who's also a neighbour, are lending their wisdom on this one. Now, Joe and Cameron, here's another little piece of information. Alice does go on to say that other neighbours in that region of the suburb are fed up as well, but they're not brave enough to complain. So it's not like she's the only person over the fence who's getting a bit fed up.
Okay, now you're speaking my language. This is what I'm talking about. Hiding behind a big group of people. That's the only way to solve this problem. It happened to me a little while ago. We had upstairs neighbours with teenage kids who were very loud. And so everyone in my apartment block banded together and wrote an anonymous letter and slipped it under their door telling them to shut
up. So passive-aggressive crowd control.
Exactly. Yeah. And that way there's no face to put the blame on. It's just all the neighbours together and, you know, you can hide behind a union.
But Cameron, but don't you think the parents of those girls would be both feeling angry and guilty at the same time?
Mm. Yeah, I hadn't really thought about that.
You're not a parent, are you, Cameron?
No, I'm not. Would they be feeling, they probably would hate me, wouldn't they?
Well, they wouldn't know who sent it, but there would be a collective antipathy towards the rest of the suburb for the rest of their lives, of course. Joe, what do you think of that idea from Cameron?
I think that's a terrible idea. Yeah. It's like a modern-day lynch mob, isn't it? No good ever comes from writing an angry letter and slipping it under a door.
Anonymously,
you know, there are so many websites that are dedicated to those sort of notes, and you do not want to be one of those people who features on one of those websites. You have to have a conversation. You just have to. And if you've got the backing of the neighbourhood, then in a way you should feel more empowered to go and have that conversation, that it's not just you, but just make it a, you know, it has to be positive. And it sounds like Alice is a positive person, so I don't think that will be too difficult. And she's not trying to get them to stop playing in the pool or stop playing in the pool all the time. But I think just saying, look, Saturday afternoon, my family's coming over and I wonder if maybe, you know, you might just keep it down a little bit just between 3 and 5. And I'm sure any reasonable parent would say, thank you for coming and saying this, and sure. And if not, then, you know, at least you've tried your best and you've tried it in a positive way.
I think what I would do is I'd have this exact conversation with the other neighbours, and then I would encourage one of the other neighbors to go over and have that conversation. And I'd really build them up. I'd be like, you're strong. They listen to you.
You're the tactful one.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the guy.
You know, Cameron,
the
is merit in that, because between my husband and I, if it came from me, it would be too much. It'd be aggressive. Whereas my husband, if he went over, everything he says comes out really nicely and it is always taken the right way. So you do need to find that good person.
Find the right spokesperson.
In that case, we're going to use Joe's husband for every modern dilemma from now on.
Alice, my husband's number is.
Alice, we do hope we've helped in some way, particularly on not what to do, but what to do. Broadcaster Joe Lavett, he is about to go home to Darwin and present breakfast at the local ABC. Yeah. Back to old stomping ground as well. Joe, have a great time.
Thank you so much.
And comedian Cameron James, who next Tuesday, James, stars in a new ABC Fresh Blood comedy pilot called Be Your Own Boss, which is all set in a regional shopping mall. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, exactly.
I thought it was going to be called Stop Playing That Bloody Recorder. Yes,
the crowd says so. If you have a modern dilemma, you can always email us lifematters@abc.net.au.